captain has turned on the seatbelt light. Please take your seat and fasten your seatbelts. Thank you.
Get ready for another episode of Insight Sessions with Linda, a podcast about creative marketing and sales approaches that will inspire you to take your business and your life to the next level. Each week, we'll deliver entertaining, educational, and encouraging content. Let's get started. Here's your host, Linda.
Hello, I'm Linda Wilson-Gordon, and I'm just really delighted that you've tuned in. Welcome to Insight Sessions with Linda, Episode 6. Each episode, I'll deliver entertaining, educational, or encouraging insights into marketing, sales, or business in general. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions for topics or guests, please do email me at insightsessionswithlinda@gmail.com. I'll repeat this, and I'll also give you some additional contact information at the end of the podcast. So if you don't have anything handy right now for writing it down, you can catch it at the end. Let's get to it. Today on our show, I'm going to be discussing some insight on beginning and continuing a podcast. I'm including some ideas on how to begin, which topics you may want to consider, and some ways to best record your podcast, including some suggestions on which equipment to use that won't totally bust your budget. So if you're a member of the Terry Wilson 3 platform, you already know that Terry has given us another tool to use, the ability to record and upload a radio show that can be 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or even 60 minutes long. I have personally chosen to use this platform for several reasons, and if you're considering a show, there may be some things you may want to consider as well. And I'm sharing my insights on podcasts with you in this session. The radio show can be turned into a podcast and posted on your blog, your website, shared with Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, you know, any other social media platform that you happen to be using. People love to listen to podcasts. In other words, it's a spoken marketing post that can be widely shared. We even have the ability through a tool like FeedBurner to post it to iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. The bottom line, one of the reasons for creating a podcast is the very wide distribution capability. Many people don't like reading blog posts, but they love hearing someone talk if the content is relevant to what they're doing or it's relevant to something in which they have a personal interest. So that brings me to my next point about creating a podcast. How do you choose a topic? Well, your topic needs to be something that is of great interest to you and that you're personally passionate about. Now, there are thousands of topics out there, but my personal topic is sales, marketing, and business. I have been in sales and marketing positions for over 30 years, so this is a natural topic for me. I currently both sell the TW3 system to individuals and businesses, and I also use the tools available in the platform for my own digital marketing company, North Star Marketing Group. So my topic, insights on marketing, sales, and businesses in general, is one in which I have both experience and expertise, and it's a topic of great interest to me personally and professionally. So consider your topic very carefully and be sure you can create content for that topic that will be of interest to others. Make your topic fairly specific so that you'll become known as the podcast about XXX. In other words, one of the other topics I'm personally passionate about is gardening and garden design, but I would never talk about gardening on my Insights podcast, and it is way too far off topic. Does that make sense? So how do you begin a podcast? Well, it's pretty simple. Just make the decision to do it. I would suggest having about 6 to 8 weeks of topic outlined so that you're not frantically trying to come up with ideas 2 days before the show needs to be uploaded. So first of all, choose your overall topic. And then secondly, outline several weeks worth of content. Then just begin. As Nike says, just do it. I suggest using a voiceover artist from Fiverr or somewhere else, but somebody that's a pro, for your intro. Remember the old saying, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Well, that's true for podcasting as well. I chose a topic, I paid a pro to do the intro, and I wrote out outlines for several weeks' worth of content. Then I started, and you can too. There's lots more to come on this topic, and I'll be right back after this short break.
Insight Sessions with Linda is brought to you today by North Star Marketing Group, where we help companies develop marketing foundations and execution strategies. Our clients span multiple industries. We craft lead campaigns for real estate agencies, insurance agencies, construction companies, auto dealerships, restaurants, and many others. If your company needs marketing assistance or lead generation, just connect with us. Find us at NorthStarMarketingGroup.com or call 206-569-8188. Again, NorthStarMarketingGroup.com or call 206-569-8188. We're happy to talk. When your compass is on true north, you know you found your way.
For sticking with me, and welcome back to Insights with Linda. I'm continuing my discussion of how to start and create a podcast. So a lot of people wonder, you know, what kind of equipment do I need? And let me talk about that a bit. And you know, the podcast needs to sound good. So I'm going to share with you what I used at first, what I upgraded to, and there are a lot of other choices on the market. You know, you can't fall back on your good looks with audio content. It's important to provide a quality listening experience to your audience. That means using the right equipment. To create your podcast, your necessary essentials are a microphone stand, a compressor, a USB box, headphones, and a big mixer if you do plan on recording with guests on a separate mic. Now, when it comes to microphones, I upgraded mine a couple of weeks after I did my first podcast, and you can hear the difference in sound quality between session 1 and session 5. Honestly, I was so happy with my new mic that I recorded a short video when I opened the box. So if you wanted to see that video and me being really excited about opening a box, you can find it on my YouTube channel at Linda Wilson Gordon, or just go to my website at lindawilson3.com. The mic I chose was on special at that great shopping mall in the sky that starts with an A, so my investment was not a budget buster. I received everything I needed, a Q2U dynamic USB microphone, podcasting pack, an accessory bundle with a boom arm and headphones, a pop filter, you know, basically everything I needed for about $105. So it was a pretty good deal. Now, this is not the equipment that you would use where you would spend several thousand dollars on recording equipment if you're about to drop an album. But for purposes of doing a podcast, it's perfectly sufficient. You know, the other thing is you need to use the right software. And when it comes to podcasting software, I use Adobe Audition. From this one platform, you'll be able to record your audio, mix your sound, design your own sound effects, and a lot more. You can even restore the quality of poor audio that you might have previously recorded. Now, there's free software out there that's pretty good as well, Audacity, and there's no charge or registration or hardware purchase required, and you can find that at audacityteam.org for the free download. Now, the paid Adobe Edition, where you get Audition on Adobe Cloud, it's only $21 a month, or you can get the entire Adobe Creative Suite that includes Photoshop and a lot of other programs for about $53 a month. Again, you know, not a budget buster. Now, a suggestion. If you're going to use the free version, that is, if you're going to use Audacity, then go to YouTube and search for video tutorials for Audacity to learn how to best use it. There is one other piece of software that you will need or you might need if you plan on doing remote interviews, and that is, you know, interviewing guests who are in a different location. You may have caught my interview on an earlier session with another TW3 member, Gary Green. Now, Gary's in Texas. I'm in Washington. So how do you interview a guest who's not in your studio? Well, I found Squadcast to be very effective. And again, it's only $21 a month for up to 5 hours of recording. You know, because my personal format includes only occasional guest interviews, the 5 hours a month is sufficient for what I need. Another thing you need to decide on is your format. So I want to talk a little bit about format, and this is pretty important. Every show has a format, whether it deviates from time to time or not, but you need to identify in advance what your format is going to be, whether you plan on executing interviews regularly, taking guest calls, or just keeping it personal. There's a million ways you could format your show, but you do need to consider what will work for you. Just to give one quick example here, if you're not the best conversationalist and you don't stay on top of meeting deadlines, using an interview format might prove difficult, as you'll have to keep a new person engaged every single episode, as well as keep up with finding and scheduling talent to interview. And another item on your list before you ever create your first podcast is the artwork. Again, going back to that old saying, you know, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. The podcast is going to need some artwork, a square image that represents your show. You know, as much as podcasting is an auditory medium, the graphical visual element that represents your podcast plays an extremely important role. For one, it's what people will see in podcasting directories before listening to a single spoken word and before reading any written words about your show in the description or the summary. Your artwork is your podcast's first impression, and it's also what competes for attention with every other podcast that's out there. So here's what my suggestion is. Head to Apple Podcasts or, you know, any one of the podcast directories and find podcasts in the categories where you might place your podcast. You know, what kinds of artwork do you see there? What stands out to you? What inspires you? And although you're designing for a big size, many people do find podcasts on their smaller digital devices. So be sure that you design for the small size as well. You know, export your artwork at 55 by 55 pixels and make sure that all of the things that you want to see are still there. Check and double check. So you may be thinking, well, I'm not a creative artist, so where am I going to get great artwork? Well, there are several places where you can get great artwork created. You know, out of everything else here, this is definitely worth investing in because it's literally the first thing people see that's related to your podcast. If you don't have the necessary skills to design your own cover art, try 99designs.com. You can try fiverr.com, or you can even try your hand at designing your own using canva.com. So there's a lot more to discuss in this particular topic, and I'll be right back.
It's hard to explain the way things go. Gravity pulls more than you know. Every step brings a heavier load. Gathering stones to heaven to hold. But how can you make it across the high wire? You've got to let them go if you want to get higher. Where you're going, wondering where else you could be. Is it even worth knowing? Every day you say that you're tired. Breathe with me, baby, we're doing just fine.
Thanks for sticking with me, and welcome back to Insights with Linda. I'm continuing my discussion of how to start and create a podcast. So let's talk about content. You're finally ready to record. Now, great. If you're like me when I first started, then it's very likely that you're going to open up your recording software, stare at the screen, and hesitate to hit record, or you're going to hit record, struggle like crazy, and doubt this entire process. So my insight here is just do it. Begin. You can do this if you really want to. I know it's scary, but here are some tips I have for you to help you get started. Here's one secret. Guess what? You're going to mess up. You're going to have to re-say lots of things. You're going to have awkward pauses, and no one ever has to know. That's the power of editing. You have two options here. Hit record, let it run, even through all of your mistakes, and then go back and edit out those mistakes. Both long pauses and awkward moments after you've finished your recording. Or hit record and go until you mess up. Stop, cut out the mistake, and then hit record and pick up where you left off. You do not, and let me repeat this because it's really important, you do not have to start over from the beginning if you mess up in the middle. And yes, I kind of drove myself crazy thinking that's how it had to be done with my first two sessions. So the secret is create your episode outline. And remember what I said at the beginning about creating content outline for a few weeks? Then go back and create your outline for each episode. Let me ask you a question here. If you were going to write a book, the worst way in the world to begin would be just staring at a blank page and asking yourself, what am I going to write about? Obviously, that's a dramatic example. You wouldn't do that. You would create a book outline first, and then you would most likely begin at the end. So what do I mean about beginning at the end? Because the same goes for your podcast. Don't go into your recording software without a plan and at least a rough draft outline of the talking points of the episode you're creating. And start at the end, kind of reverse engineering each episode. Now, what's the purpose of the episode? That's the question you have to ask yourself. What's the takeaway I want people to have at the end? And then you fill it in. You know, what stories, points, you know, case studies, even bodies of work do I need to reference in order to support my plan, my outline? You know, just jot down notes on these points. There doesn't have to be any particular order. Then you go back and ask yourself, what should the order be on all of those particular points? What I do is I keep a running outline on a Word document for each episode I record, and I change it around so that it's logical before I actually do the recording. And I use that outline for my shows so that I can more easily move bits and pieces around by simply cutting and pasting. If you're brand new to this or you've just started your podcast and you'd like to have a copy of the outline I use, just shoot me a text with your email address. You can text that to 206-569-8188, and then I'll share the outline with you. That's 206-569-8188, and be sure that you do send me your email address. If you're going to do an interview episode, then it's a little different, but not by much. I want to know what I want the audience to take away from my time with my guest. And I also want to have an idea of the questions I might ask to help the audience get there. I rarely stick to the entire list of questions when I conduct an interview. It takes some practice, but eventually you get to the point where you can follow up an answer from your guest with great questions and dig even deeper to get better information from your guest for your audience. And my third point here is it's not going to be great or perfect at the start. You have to get through a good number of episodes first before you start to get into a rhythm for your own show. And if you wait until you feel good about your show before you hit publish on number one, I guarantee you're never going to have a podcast. Just get it out there. Let the world find it. And use that experience to continually improve your podcast over time. So you have created your podcast, have some almost perfect artwork, paid a pro to do your intro, and now you're ready to release your baby bird to the entire big sky of the internet. Getting your podcast up and running is just half the battle. Once it's up, how do we get people to find it? Well, that's an excellent question. There is a lot involved with podcast marketing and findability. And here's what you should focus on. Launch your first podcast like it's an event. You want to make a big deal out of your new podcast and get as many eyeballs and ears on your show just as soon as it launches. Utilize your network. Now is the time to ask your friends, family, community, audience, colleagues, anybody in your network to help support you and your show. Don't be afraid to ask. This is a big deal, and hopefully you'll get lots of support. Podcasts take work and effort, and you do want to have your audience be as large as possible right from the very beginning. So anywhere you might have access to larger groups of people, you know, for example, your social channels, your email list, any groups you're involved with, let them know ahead of time that something's coming. And when your podcast goes live, you'll be able to announce it without feeling like it came out of nowhere. On social media, obviously, post it on every single network. Remember, your podcast is another marketing tool to get your own brand out there to the world. And remember to thank every single person who comments on your podcast. Ask them to leave a review if they would, and share it with anyone that they know who might find it valuable. Interact. Even if your audience is tiny to begin with, start small, then direct interaction. That can feed your energy level and offer valuable feedback for your future podcast episodes. Well, that's it for this episode, and I truly hope that you enjoyed this podcast about how to start a podcast. If you found it helpful, please feel free to share it with your own network. As always, I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. And please do join us again for Insight Sessions with Linda, where I'll deliver entertaining, educational, or encouraging insights into marketing, sales, and business in general. Now, here's the contact information. So if you grab something to write this down with or jot it into your notebook or your tablet or your cell phone, here's how you can reach me. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions for topics or guests, please email me at insightsessionswithlinda@gmail.com. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn by searching for Linda Wilson Gordon. You can text me at 206-569-8188 or navigate to my website at lindawilson3.com. Until episode 7, have an amazing week.
Insight Sessions with Linda is a production of Seattle Wave Radio.
Paul's broken at last, he's broke today.